We are up to Simin Reish Pei Aleph, and that's what we will be doing. It's one sif. Ein lishchos b'lucha levadcha anachnu modim. In Nishmas, we say lucha levadcha anachnu modim. You're not supposed to bow down there. That is not one of the places that Chazal were metakin to bow, and therefore you're not supposed to. Ela b'mkomo she'amru chachamim. Says the Ramah, the minig is to start davening later on Shabbos than on a weekday. Because in the carbon tomid of every morning it says baboker. Whereas on Shabbos it says biyoma Shabbos. The mashma ichur, yoma Shabbos is mashma later in the day, not in the morning. So that is the first thing. They do bring down from Rashi that the minig was to daven nates. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says that if they're going to miss Zman Tefillah, you're better off davening the Yechidus beforehand. V'noagin laharbos dizmiris shel Shabbos kol mokom lefi minhago. The minig is to be marbe bizmiris. He's referring to not zmiris at the Shabbos table. He's referring to the psukei dezimra where we add for Shabbos. Come, welcome, lefi minhagol, the minhagim, the various minhagim of what is added for Shabbos. Says the Ramah, though, uvachol dovrim lo amro ein machzirin also. One does not have to repeat, does not have to say any part of Psukah de Zimmer that is added for Shabbos. Im lo amar milvad, im lo amar lokel asher shavas. They are machzirin also. With regard to Lekel Asher Shavas, which is added in Birkas Krishma, there he says that one should go back and say it. Now, what does this mean? One does not go back and start from Yotzer Or again if he left it out. We don't have to repeat Birkas Krishma because you left out Lekel Asher Shavas. However, if he left it out, then after davening he should say Lekel Asher Shavas, whereas after davening one would not have to say any of the additional Psukah de Zimra for Shabbos. What happens if before one says Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Ma'oris, he realized he skipped Lekel Asher Shavas, he should go back. Mishavur says Efshir, he should go back. Now, Lechatchila, you never skip anything within Birkas Krishma. So, for example, someone comes late and he wants to be able to daven Shmon Esra with the Tzibur, so he's allowed to skip the added Psukah de Zimra that we say on Shabbos. He should not skip Kelodin and Lekel Asher Shavas when Birkas Krishma for the sake of davening Betzibur. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down the Bir Halacha that if he realizes that he skipped Nishmas, he should actually say Nishmas later. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah holds that one should not skip Nishmas for the sake of catching Tefillah B'Tzibur. He's actually better off skipping parts of Psukah de Zimra that we say every day and say Nishmas on Shabbos. Further, V'yesh laharech ulahanim bizmiris ve'in limchos b'marach behem. One is supposed to daven on Shabbos, and even though you daven longer, even though you're singing longer, you're being marich in the nigunim, that's fine. And you're not supposed to be mochi if someone is taking too long. Even though the one who was mocha was doing so, he was protesting because of the bittul Torah. Nevertheless, you're not supposed to be mocha if so long as the reason for it is for the sake of beautifying the davening. On the other hand, mikol malkam b'shabbes v'yontav lo yarech yosu medayik v'yashiyochu kodem shal shishes. The chazanim should not stretch davening out so long that people are going to end up eating their Suda Shabbos after Chatzos. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Achronim already screamed about the chazanim that stretch out the davening in a way that the words, as they say them, don't really make any sense. They separate one part of a word from another. Sometimes they sing so much that the tzibur doesn't really know when to answer amen. They hear the nagunim, they don't hear the words. So what the chazan should do is make davening pleasant, but not overdo it.